Okay. So we said that Yahushua was punished because he told Moshe Rabbeinu what to do. Paskin, that Eldad and Medad needed to be locked up. That's why he didn't have any sons. He had girls. They didn't have boys. Pliga de Rabbah Bar Papa. That argues on Rabbah Bar Papa, Sama Gimlo Days Atah. Dom Rabbah Bar Papa, Lo Nenash Yoshua, Lo Bashir Shabitla, Shisra, Laila Achas, and Pira Vidrithia. The reason Yoshua was punished, he didn't have any girls, but any boys, is because he was Mavato Klal Yisrael from Pira Vidrithia. He prevented husbands and wives living together one night. Shenemar, Vayibi Yoshua Biricho, Vayiso Eina Vayar. Right, Yoshua saw a malach come to opposite him. Uksi vayomer aki anisartzvo Hashem. So he asked him, "Are you on our side or against us?" And he told him, "I'm sartzvo Hashem atavasi. I came now." This was Yoshua's punishment for now. Amar lo emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben harbayim. Last night, yesterday, you were mevatel tamid shel ben harbayim, but that was because of you were in the middle of a war. So they couldn't bring the carbon tamid, and either because the Israelim couldn't say the maimid, in order for there to be a, what's it called, the Kohanim weren't in the battle. So it had to be the Israelim who were in the battle, and in order to bring a carbon, you have to have Kohanim, Levim, and Israelim standing by the carbon. And the Israelim were involved in the battle, so they couldn't bring the tamid shel ben harbayim. The Achshav Bitaltim Tamid Torah. And now, tonight, you, even though you weren't fighting anymore, and you could have learned, now you're Mevatel Tamid Torah. They didn't, Maisa, they didn't learn that night, after the battle. Al-Ezah Mehen Basa. So Yoshua asked them, which one are we getting punished for? Amar lo Ato Basi. I'm coming for the Bitl Torah of the night. Miyad Vayelech Yoshua Balayla Hu Besocha Eina. This is later on in the battle of Ai. Yoshua corrected what he did over there, and the night after the battle, he sat and learned. As long as the Aron and the Shechina, which is represented by the Aron, are not in their proper place, asurim b'tashma shamita. Right, and therefore, what's it called, the Aron and the Shechina, they didn't bring them back to the proper place. They were they didn't come back and after the battle and settled themselves that night, but the Aron remained on the battlefield. And as long as the Aron was on the battlefield, they're not allowed to have Tashmish. And therefore, Klal Yisrael were also to live with their wives that night. And that's why he was punished. So they asked Lemaisa, maybe he was punished for the Bittul of Talmud Torah. But the Onish had a Bittul, it was as Mida Keneged Mida. Therefore, it wasn't the Talmud Torah that caused him not to have sons, but the fact that he was Mevatel Klai from the Pura Varivia, so he was Mevutel from Pura Varivia. He never had any sons, he couldn't be Mekai in the midst of Purvu. Rashi. Lo Nenesh Yoshua, Lios Ariri, Ela Shabito. Yoshua was punished. Rashi says, Ariri is Mashri never any children. The Tashi says, Yoshua had girls. Right? And Ariri over here means not to have any sons. Vayibios Yoshua, midichsi v'charbo shlufa v'yado, mechval v'lupuron yisba. The Malach came, and his sword was drawn, Mashma that he came to punish them. The Atabasi, the Komerle, Hachi Komerle. Al Avera shal Achshav. Even though you had other Averas also, then came for the Avera of now. Right? Since he had to differentiate and say, I came for this Avera Mishlama the others. The Erev, in the afternoon, you didn't bring the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. The Achshav Shech Shecha, now that it got dark, Atem Mavakum Tamid Torah. They didn't learn. V'shehoyu Asukim B'melchama B'yom. L'hoyu Lohen Eish Lasot B'Torah. Since they were busy fighting in the daytime, obviously they couldn't learn. Ela Belaila, they should have been able to learn that night when they didn't fight. Ha'adavar mochia shal iske tamid Torah hochicho v'asiv kroachrina b'milchamta shal ai. Later on in the milchama of ai, it says, sho'isa achareha v'yelech Yoshua b'laila hu besocha eme. That Yoshua taka ended up delving into Torah that night. So obviously he corrected what the mistake was from the previous battle. And there was another problem. That night, which they didn't learn Torah, and the Malach gave them Musar for not learning Torah that night after the battle, because they extended the battle into the night and they made a ambush by the city. The Aron that went out with them into battle, they didn't bring back into its place in Gilgal. They kept it out on the battlefield. Since the Aron wasn't in its proper place, so Klal Yisrael weren't allowed to live together.
If he learns
over
the very next night,
it's Mashmei
the Chuv on his mistake.
What do you mean the very next night? No, it was the next battle, not the next night.
Could have
been days and days later.
Or after the battle?
Yeah.
Or the whole battle, every night he was
Mavatel? No, that battle before he was Mavatel Talmud Torah that night. For that, he came, what's it called, he was Nenesh. The Amalek came and said, I came to be Mochiach, you on that. He learned his lesson, and the next battle, they learned Torah after the battle. In Ai. No, one. Omer of Shmuel bar Inish Mishmei Durav. Okay, so Tosfos over here is a long thing that there were two Aronos, one that went into battle with them, and that's what the ones that the Shivrei Luchos were in, and then there was what's it called another Aron that was in the Mishkan. There were two separate Aronos. And he says that what's it called? The one that is Ma'akev, the Pir of Arivia, right, was the one that was right, that was the one that was in the Mishkan itself, that one they didn't usually bring into battle. Here they Taka brought that one into battle, and the one they brought into battle, that wasn't Ma'akid anything, and therefore he says that by Uri Yachiti, David told him to go back and live with his wife. L'chora, the Aron, the people were in battle, the Aron was with them. But that was the other Aron, the Aron that wasn't supposed to be in the Mishkan. And therefore that wasn't Ma'akev them for living, and therefore when Uriah refused, he was Morid B'Malchus. Okay. Others learned there was only one Aron. There weren't two Aronos. And there wasn't an Aron that went into the battle and an Aron that stayed in the Mishkan, but there was the same Aron. Okay, if that's the case, then and the Aron that was usually in the Mishkan, they took into battle and they went. And then they weren't allowed to live with their wives. So the question is, why David told him to go live with his wife and he refused? L'chari, he was right. Wasn't allowed to live with his wife. So it's a kash on those, the Ramban and others, well, there was only one Aron. So the Tosis here speaks of that. Okay, Amr of Shmuel bar Inya Mishmei Durav, Godel Tam the Torah, Yoser mehakrovus tamidim. Talmud Torah is greater than korbanos. The Omer lay after bossy because there were two averes. One is they were mevatel the Talmud Shabbein Horbayim because of the battle. They could have come back late in the afternoon and already made the Talmud, and they didn't. And that night they could have desisted from the battle and started only the next morning, and they didn't. So the mevatel Talmud Torah and mevatel the Talmud. And which one did the Malach come? Because of the Talmud Torah, not because of the Talmud. So you see the Talmud Torah is a greater Aveira, Bikl Torah, than Bikl HaKrovas HaTalmud. Omra Bruno Omarav, Kol HaYoshin Bikila She'ish V'ish Toshriyim Bo, anybody who sleeps in the same room as a husband and wife, all of HaKosav Omer, Nishay Ami Tigroshim Nideish Tanu Gera. It's like they're chasing out the wife for the husband from the wives from their marital bed, because they obviously are not allowed to live together, so you're preventing them from living together. Even if the wife's a neither, still you're making them feel uncomfortable, even though they can't mamish live together, but it's not comfortable for somebody else to be in the same room. Rava Omar, Nishto Nida, he tavala bracha. The Rava better sleep in the room with them when the fish is a Nida. It'll keep them away from doing any Averis. The low, it's not true. Da'adu idna manatri. There isn't anybody to watch them. People are able to control themselves when it comes to Nida. They don't need anybody else in the room to be a shomer. And therefore, since they don't need anybody else there, the feeling that somebody else being there is uncomfortable is just a wrong thing. Rashi. Bekila becheder, in the same room. Neshei ami tigrashun, sheboshun hemimenu. They're embarrassed. They feel very uncomfortable. Hahuma vua, the havidayer bolachman baristik. There was a mavui where a goy was in that mavui, together with Jews. His name was Lachman baristik, and Tosfos brings down that the Rach says his name was Homa baristik, not Lachman. So they had to, rent his reshus in the chotzer, the mavui, in order to be able to carry. Because he had a house and a chotzer in the mavui, and in order for them to be able to carry from their chatzeros into the mavui, and from their houses, they had to make a shituf mavuos, or if it's talking about a chotzer, he had a house in the chotzer, and there were a few houses that opened into the same chotzer, and he had, therefore, a part in the chotzer, and the Rabbanan assured, as if he was a householder, even though really not, in order that people shouldn't live together with Goy, like we learned before. And therefore, they made it as if his house was significant, and therefore, he had a house, he had a portion in the chotzer, they had houses, they made an Eruv together, so there were four people, and the chotzer had five people in it, and the fifth person, the goy, wasn't part of the eruv. He couldn't be part of the eruv, so they weren't allowed to carry from their houses, even though they had an eruv, and all their houses were considered one reshus, right? But the chotzer had a more of a reshus. Chotzer had five people, and the houses were only four people, because the fifth person wasn't part of the eruv, who was the goy. So, therefore, he ushered them from carrying into the chatzar or into the mavui, similar case where they had houses and chatzeros open into a mavui, and he had houses and chatzeros open into the mavui. So they had. So what they had to do is rent out his places so that should be in their reshus. So if they rented out his place, then they owned his place in the chatzar, and now the houses in the chatzar were the same. They had four, and now there were four reshuyos in the chatzar, because they were renting out his reshus. So it became under their ownership. So lo ogirlo. He didn't want to do it. He refused to rent out his place. Osu omru le labaya. So they went to Abaya and they were looking for an etzah, what to do. Right? We want to be able to carry into the chatzar, right, or into the mavui on Shabbos, and this guy won't rent us his place. Omru lehu zilu batil reshusai kula gabi chad. Havi le yochid b'makom nachri. The yochid, makom nachri lo asim. So Abaye said, I have a great answer for you. All of you should mevatel your reshus to one of you. The four of you should mevatel your reshus to one person. And then it'll be like one person living in the chatzar together with the goy. And the halacha is, if it's only one Jew living in the chatzar with the goy, the Rabbanan didn't answer it. It's one Jew and a goy, then the Jew is allowed to carry into the chatzar even without an eruv, because the goy doesn't count anyway. And they didn't answer the goy of reshus as if it counted, right, only because you shouldn't learn from him. And it's a milsa lo shchicha that one Jew should live with a goy, therefore they weren't goys, like we learned before. The yachid, makom nachi lo asa. Amrulei, midi hu taima elad lo shchiach de dairi, v'hacha ka dairi. The whole reason is, right, that won't work, because this is a fiction, right? V'vatul reshus to one, you're going to consider only one person living in the chatzar. That's not true. There's four people living in the chatzar with the goy. And that's natural, that's normal. There's a lot of yidden live together with a goy. Only one yid. And therefore, since it's only a fiction that they're being mevatel to the other person, it doesn't make them disappear. It's still a maisa of four Jews living with a goy, which is shchia. So the gzeirah should still apply. Right? It's not one Jew living there, it's four Jews living there. Amar lahu kol bitule rishusayu gabi chad milsula shechi. No, so Abaye said, but you're missing the point. Because the whole idea of four people being levatel their rishus to one is also not shchiach. It's also not a usual thing. So the Rabbanah wouldn't make the gzeirah in that case either. If the Rabbanah didn't make the gzeirah in any case, it's not normal. That's not normal for one Jew to live with a goy. It is normal for four Jews to live with a goy. But it's not normal for four Jews to levatel their rishus to one. So we're back to a not normal situation, and therefore the Rabbanah would not aser the goy's house under that situation. Because really he doesn't consider it like he has a house there. It's only considered a house because of Gzeirah the Rabbanah. And the Gzeirah is only in normal situations, where four people, Mavakal the Rishus to one, it's not a normal situation. So let's see what happened over here. Lachman Barista Kachshmo. That was his name. Some say that what Rashi was actually saying was his name. Whatever, I think it's not his name, but of course it's his name. But the thing was that the whole thing was his name. His name was Lachman Baristik. Name wasn't Lachman, and he was the son of Ristik. Because by Goyim, what's it called? Even though by Goy it says they do have Yichus. They say by Goy it wasn't important to tell us who his father was. So it just told us his name. His name was Lachman Baristik, right? Something Van, whatever, wasn't his father's name, Ristik. That was his name. That whole thing was his name. Batilu Rishu Saichu, the Mavui Legabi Chavinaichu. All of you should mavatl your Rishus and the Mavui to one. The Athal Gavdi Inu Asurim Lahochim Mechasoseim. So Rashi said, what's going to help? Right? They wanted to carry into the Mavui, into the Chotzin. Right? If they mavatl the Rishus to one of them, they're not going to be able to carry into the Mavui. Because the halacha is that they're relinquished their rishus in the mavi, they can't carry from their house into the mavi anymore. They're like out of the picture. The person who the mavakal rishus to, he now can carry from his house into the mavi because the whole thing is his. But there, it's not theirs anymore. So they're not allowed to carry into the mavi. So what's this going to help?
But they're like guests.
What? No, they're not guests. They're living in their own house. Right? So how can they carry from their houses into the mavi? Their houses are also to the mavi because they don't have any chelik in the mavi. Only that person has a chelik in the mavi. Kedisnan, nosnu lo rishus. As the Mishnah says later on, if one person or if the people gave rishus to one, who mutter vehein asuri, he's mutter to carry from his house into the chatzar, but they're not allowed to carry from their houses into the chatzar. So then what does it help? If they're going to mevatel their rishus to one of them, they're all going to be usher to carry into the chatzar. So what's it help? So Rashi says, no, it's going to help. It's not going to help completely. Because they won't be able to carry from their houses into the chatzar, into the mavi. From their chatzeris into the mavi. Same thing. Ahani le'mil etaltel b'chol ha'mavi kelim sheshavsu b'sofa. The kelim sheshavsu b'bayis ha'yochid shebitlu rishusun etzlo. What will happen over here is what will be mutter that wasn't mutter if they weren't mavakal rishus. And this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. It's a long Tosus over here. We're not going to go into it. We're not learning Tosus. But just tell you the problem with Rashi. Rashi says, had they not been mavakal rishus, they wouldn't be able to carry from their houses into the chotzer, from anybody's house. And they wouldn't be allowed to carry in the chotzer itself kelim that weren't in the house when Shabbos came in. Kalim that were in the chotzer, they wouldn't be able to be metalkal in the chotzer from one place to another. Everything would have been us. Now that one of them it has the only rishus, the mavakal the rishus to one of them, now it's possible for that one to take from his house into the chotzer. It's also possible for the other ones to take kalim from that person's house in the chotzer. They can't take from their own house. But from his house, doesn't make a difference if it's him or it's other people who are coming from his house into the chotzer. They're like his guests. But that's only in that house. That's not in their houses. So in their houses, they couldn't take from their house into the chotzer, even now. But now that they were mavakal rishus to one of them, and he could take from his house into the chotzer, so they can take from his house into the chotzer too. When they're taking it from his house, they're like guests in his house. And also, they're allowed now to carry kalim that were in the chotzer, not from a house into the chotzer, from one end of the chotzer to the other, not just baladams. Within Dalarams. They could take it the whole length and breadth of the Chotzer, which they couldn't have done if they weren't Mavakal Rishos. So on this, Rashi is very difficult because the Maisa is not true. The Makoros clore that if you don't make any Eruv, the only Isser is carrying from the houses into the Chotzer, or the Chotzer into the houses. But Kalim that were in the Chotzer Erev Shabbos, without an Eruv, without any Eruv, you're allowed to carry kalim in the chotzer itself. You're not taking from one rishus into another. You're carrying in one rishus hayochid. And even though there's no erev, and it belongs to a lot of people, that's not, that doesn't mean anything. So Rashi says that if they hadn't been mavatal rishus, they wouldn't have been allowed to carry kalim in the chotzer. It's a very difficult Rashi. The ilat hachi asiru to tule beikin amrim sechah Shabbos the perek of Lezer. Reb Lezer Omer, im lo hevi kli, Right, over there is mashma that you wouldn't be allowed to carry the kalim in the chotzer itself, not just from the chotzer to there. Okay? Tosfos shows that Gemara doesn't mean that the chlal, and there's no such havamina, and you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. Tosfos has a completely different shot over here of what they gain by being mevatel reshus and what would have been osur and what is now mutter. But we're learning Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, had they not been mevatel reshus, then they couldn't have carried from anybody's house into the chotzer. Now that at least they can carry from the guy who the mevatel reshus house into the chotzer. They still can't carry from their houses, but at least from his house they can carry into the chotzer. And had they not been mevatel reshus, they wouldn't have been allowed to carry kalim in the chotzer that were there when Shabbos came in. Now they're able to carry kalim that were in the chotzer. What else is here? Okay, he says another thing. They said, what, yeah?
One time,
Mevatel,
there were shoes. They have to be continuous.
What do you mean continuous?
You know, like there's their houses, their entrances. Their entrances have to be continuous, or can the goy be in the middle of them?
That can be anywhere.
That's the community.
Okay, the Yishuv said, what was the problem? Bitaltim Havoda. Since they were battling, why were they Mevatel Havoda? Kohanim would be Havoda. So like we said, Ritva says that it could be they're Mevatel the Yisraelim from being in the Maimed. And that can't bring the korban if there's not Yisraelim standing there. But the Rashi, that's not true. The maimed is not mevatel the korban. It's not ma'akev the korban. So then he wants to say that since the kohanim had to carry the aron, and the aron was on the battlefield, the kohanim couldn't make the korban. The only thing is, they said there's plenty of kohanim. By that time, they're already mishmoros. They didn't need all the kohanim carrying the aron. Right? The Marchesha says, so the Ritva is a very difficult Ritva. If the Dain, the Pshat, that the Yisraelim couldn't be there, it's not Makiv the Tomit, and the fact that the Kohanim weren't there, it's only enough Kohanim to carry the Aron, there should have been enough Kohanim to make the Korban HaTomit. The Marchesha says that since they were battling, they were afraid that the Tzibur, that people would die. And if Rov of the Tzibur died, then the Korban wasn't a Korban Tomit anymore. Because it wasn't a tzibur, right? They made a mistake, he says, because ain't misa b'tzibur. There's no such thing as rov ha-tzibur dying. Whatever tzibur is left, it's called a tzibur. Okay. In any case, whatever is difficult, why they were mevatel the tomid shavdei nor bayim, could be they weren't mevatel it for a good reason. They were in the battle and they got involved and they just forgot to make the korban tomid shavdei nor bayim. Okay, what else? There's a maral that says that whenever the Aron, the Shalobim, Koma, Piyad, Dibur, then they're allowed to live together. So where they were fighting because a Navi said they should go fight, like by Uriah, there they were allowed to live together. That's why David told them to go live with his wife. But when they took the Aron in a time when they shouldn't have been battling, there wasn't a Piyad, Dibur, and they did something wrong by continuing the war, then Takeh Ma'akev. And we said that there's Machlokas, Ramban, and Tosus, where there were two Aronos, one that went into battle and one that stayed in the Mishkan, or in the regular Aron that was in the Mishkan, or the Aron that was in the Mishkan was the one that they took out into battle.